Right, we had these guys there that were BMX riders, and they were in Wichita for a BMX show.
Test.
It was the best thing ever. And they were really hot.
One, two.
Welcome to Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Michelle,
Luis.
And today we're going to be looking at the band The Irrepressibles and their EP Forbidden. And we have to thank Katie Trimble of the Muse Box for providing us with this EP. So thank you, Katie. Appreciate all the EPs that you've been sending our way, and we'll be doing more that she's been sending to us as well in the future, and we will let April take it away at this point.
Okay. So this is the Irrepressibles, and they're based out of London. The members are made up of, well, current members are Jamie McDermott, Sarah Kershaw, Chloe Treacher, Apollo, no last name, because he's mysterious, Ian Tripp, and Charlie Stock, and, oh, that was real quiet. Anyways, but the reason I say current members is because I'm in on the wiki because I'm professional, and it has like
Wikipedia.
It has this humongous list of past members. Look at that!
Oh wow!
Like
they've had fun.
Bad breakups, mom. But as Dad said, yeah, this EP is called Forbidden, and one thing about it is it's actually the third and last installment of a trilogy, of an EP trilogy. It's a
With an interesting title.
Nude.
The Nude Trilogy. Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about this when I went on to their website, which, by the way, is theirrepressibles.com.
Ta-da.
In case you want to know that. And the first thing I see are these two naked bros wrestling.
None of the
Someone
important
with a
bits.
Guitar. And it's like, Nude hits the prism and blossoms into three new worlds.
See, that's how they get their name, by. Oh, wow.
Just because you need to see that.
Passing down the iPad with the two naked guys wrestling, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Torsos only.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to explore the website more because I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to run into here.
Well, this is one of those bands to me that's an experimental type band anyway.
They are.
Really?
If you look at the rest of the pictures, there's some where they're underwater.
Yeah, I saw some
naked,
flowers
and
in
there's
there.
A guy with a guitar naked as well.
I saw the first part and I stopped looking.
That's how they get their name. See, the Nude?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all nude in all their covers, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, if it has a guitar in there, is it nude?
Mm. Hope it doesn't catch anything in the
well,
streams.
Well, I'm just...
He doesn't have it
I'm just
the
saying,
other way.
You know, if you got flowers, is it nude? I don't know. We should take this to the streets.
Ask protest. Ask everybody. We should see be like,
we should have
if
a
poll. If you're going to go nude.
There you go.
Mom's wise words of the day. Don't listen to them. No, but this group, oh, and I do want to mention that this is released through Musebox and EMI for the US and Canada, since they are based out of the UK originally. I don't know. I liked the intro song you just heard. I liked it. It felt like more of a club song.
Yeah, I liked that it was pretty chill. Like, that's what I kind of listened to.
Yeah, and it had a really strong bass, which I always loved, but it also had like the interesting just.
I like the little echo they have with it. You know, that's just like I actually fell asleep to that like the other day when I was listening to it, mm-hmm. and it was.
What
it was
did you dream calm. About?
What did I dream
about?
Oh
no, I didn't even know that about that yet. Okay.
No. What clubs are you guys going to?
Well, you know. Times
normal
are
ones.
Changing, so.
Mom, welcome
raves,
to the 21st century.
No.
That'd be like the slow dance at a rave.
this is more like calm, though, which is pretty cool. It's not like the ones that have big, like a lot of bass.
Once they get
like
an underground club, they'd probably be playing that.
Have to mention, the drop was New World.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about this is that it was a remix, so it must have been released previously. And a lot of this EP was remixes.
And so, see, man, I don't know how much that's saying, because usually I don't like remixes. So, you know, it's a big deal when I like the remix better than the original.
Did you ever hear
in general?
Exactly.
Original?
See, I've never heard the original.
That's the
thing.
If
I would have heard the original and then the remix, I would have been like, okay, well, I like the original one better.
Because there's nothing
to
compare it to.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back to this club thing.
Okay, Mom, what's confusing you?
We're not clubbing.
Clubbing 101, Mom.
Because
let's go.
Clubbing, I want upbeat, going music. And with this artist, I like the instrumentals on most of his music, but his words are...
This would be one where you go in and you're kind of at a bar type scene and just kind of relaxing.
Just exactly, just chilling, talking
just
to your friends.
Yeah.
Just listening
Mom,
to music.
There's pills somewhere.
With a lot of smoke in the air.
Yeah, kind of like...
Yes, and looking at flashing lights.
See, that's why I think this really suits the club scene, because we've already mentioned, talked about this on some episodes. The European or... maybe not whole European, but at least the UK club scene compared to the American club scene is different.
They're way different. Yeah. I know they are way different. Mm. Like
Luis knows.
PhD to this.
Well, we're just getting Colorado and Washington State getting marijuana legalized. A lot of the countries over there, it's legalized
it's
already.
Whatever.
I didn't say it first.
So that's... You know, it's one of those songs where, like Louis said, you're just chilling out and
visiting
with friends, talking.
Having a drink or something. Right. Just socializing.
And honestly, I'm pretty sure they could make a good dance beat out of anything. If you get high enough, you will dance to it. So, you know, they just roll with it.
But I don't think the song we were listening to, I don't think it's more of like a dance. It's like, it's just...
Maybe like a groove a little bit.
Yeah, just like dance, sitting down and just like I said, just relaxing with your friends.
Melding together.
Yeah, but I think my biggest problem with their music as a whole in general was that most of the music I thought were flat. That it had no variety, no difference. Even in just one song, there was never really...
A change
that caught my eye, that caught my ear.
You can tell the voice from the verse or whatever.
Well, I don't think this is so much of a vocal-based group. That's just the sprinkling.
Exactly.
It's his music.
Just exactly.
But I like the instrumentals on it.
Yeah, I like that too. Like I said, the beat.
I didn't like most
of it. The
voice,
I didn't.
It depended on what it was. Like, I think two of the songs, one of them is going to be the outro, but it's the same song. It's not the original again. It's called Arrow. One is the Ghosting Season remix, and the other one's a Lucas remix. To me, the Ghosting remix, or Ghosting Season remix, had a sound of like it was from a soundtrack. It had more grandiose. And
Oblivion.
And I kind of like Oblivion.
I still have that on my iPad. Then, I jam out to it in class. During the job in class.
And then when you listen to the Lucas remix of Arrow, it has more of a pop feel. And it feels like it belongs more to a dance club area. So those two, you can really see the contrast of the differences between those two remixes. Mm-hmm. And I do not know what the actual original Arrow sounds like. I did not look that up to see. But Arrow, the Lucas remix, was probably the one I liked the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just thought they were just too bland for me, I guess. Not enough character for the songs or anything.
The vocals was the same in every
pretty
song.
Close. Yeah. And I kind of, to me, I still say it's more of experimental and sometimes even steampunky.
I didn't.
In some of the songs.
I don't know.
No, I didn't notice that on that one.
And Forbidden, I felt a little bit of a steampunkish feel to that.
I don't know. I was asleep.
But for the most part,
dude, I've been exhausted this whole day.
Music.
And we listened to this upstairs on our first level, make our house sound real big, on our first level in our house where it was hot. It has H-E double hockey stick. And I just got on the floor and passed out.
I listened to it the other day when I got out of work, and I was very tired. And I was like, I need some music, so I'm just going to listen to this. And I put them on repeat, so I just listened to it two or three times.
Mood music, I could see that.
If you're like want to get pumped up or... No, if it's like right before a big game or something, don't listen to this.
No, it's not.
It's not going to pump you up.
No.
If you want to go to sleep, or if you want to gel, this is your music.
There you go.
If you want to take a nap.
And this isn't good music.
Listen.
Just chill out with a, like we said, a drink or something.
Yeah.
Relax. That's Kool-Aid. What it's there.
Love it.
What about... Do you think libraries?
I would be really iffy on picking this up because, especially in smaller towns like here, I don't see a lot of people getting into it. It might be a little too experimental for us. I mean, bigger cities, you have a lot more give on what you can buy.
I'm with April. Yeah, I kind of see that because I've lived in big cities. I've lived in small towns, and I kind of go with how, I guess, for a couple of years I've lived here, I've noticed that, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I guess the music we listen to here is different than from bigger towns or cities, because like every time I listen to the radio, sometimes I listen to the same song four or five times throughout the day. It's just like,
they don't change.
Exactly.
Rotation.
They don't change. And, you know, I never hear anybody calling in and say, hey, can I request a song? I don't know. It's just, I guess people like the same song over and over and over. And I get bored. You know, I have to listen to another station sometimes. Sometimes I even listen to jazz because they have different more varieties of music than what is on right now. Like, I listen to 91.1.
Rock some Tchaikovsky.
That's what I listen to.
And you knew what he was listening to.
So, you know, I listen to that better than, you know, 98.1 or something like that because it gets boring after a while.
That's how I got sometimes. Like, I don't know, it was like a year or two ago, and I was playing with the radio, you know, and I was just like, I feel like I just listened to this, and that was like my big... That was when I finally found myself, and I was like, what am I doing here? But no, it is, and the city in general, because of the wide variety
exactly,
of
you
people,
know.
You know, you're going to get those...
The vibe of the big city is different from small towns.
Yeah, and it's more accepting of a lot of different things.
So, if you're a big city library, check it out.
Yeah, I mean, and small ones, I guess you could pick it up if your community is into this stuff, but I honestly don't see it happening. It could.
I think even in the bigger cities, it'd be a specific market.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a big market. It's going to be a specific targeted audience. And that's one of the reasons we appreciate the Music Box sending us all different types of music so we can hear everything and see what's out there and see what we enjoy or not.
My question, you're talking about libraries, but I'm talking about listeners. Who is going to listen to this? Is it the steampunk band? Is it the grunge group? Is it the...
I think this one's ghetto? More like a no, I think this is more like a teenage, close to like kind of close to my age, you know, like getting
teenage, like, young adult.
Yeah, so young adult. Or
your grandpa is just like
no, I don't think
drinking
would.
There with his scotch.
Grandpa would not like.
I don't think he
head
would.
Head bop into it. Yeah, feel it.
No, I feel it's more like the younger generation for the like this kind of music. Yeah. And
not the cowboys.
Skaters. No, not the cowboys. Skaters might like this.
No.
If they're high. Skaters will like it if they're always high.
You just call them high?
I shrug my shoulders, guys. Sorry.
I think skaters listen to more like rock or something like
they
that.
They do.
You know?
Classical rock. Classic rock.
Okay.
Is that experimental to me?
Yeah.
I don't think the... people that listen to this music have a name yet.
They've not been discovered. They're going to be
It's a new generation.
Yeah,
probably.
So
there you go.
I think once it develops more, it'll get the name.
What about the people in black?
Isn't those like the emos or the goth? Or I don't see them. They listen to like the scream music, you know, like so.
Mom, what I listen to. It's what you hate. Because literally, she's like, and okay, yes. Mom hates Mumford and Sons. Like, she's like, she hates them with a passion. And I love them with a passion. And I played my screamo stuff for her for the first time, you know, just in the car. I was like, I don't care. We're going to be listening to this. It's good music.
We're going
to
jump out to this one.
Yeah. And right after that, I put on Mumford and Sons, and she was like, oh, thank God. This sounds really good. I'm like, that's when you know she does not like this. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so right at this moment, the Irrepressibles, they have the EP Forbidden. They have two other previous EPs that'll become eventually the Trilogy of Nude, or the Nude Trilogy. And I assume that will probably be gathered up and released as an album eventually. Look for them on iTunes. Anywhere you can do digital downloads, I'm sure you'll find them there. When they get their album set up, I'm sure they'll probably be available on their website as well that April gave you earlier. We hope everybody out there is having fun. We're having fun. We'll see everybody on the flip side. And as we're leaving out, we are going to be listening to Arrow, the Lucas remix. So everybody, have a good one.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.